personalities as real as his own. The sun was a living creature and ruled the day. The moon, endowed with brains and miraculous powers, ruled the night. Thus functioned the untrained man-mind, groping through the dark night of ignorance for an explanation of the things he could not touch or smell or hear, and of the great unknown powers of nature which he could not see. As Tarzan swung north again upon his wide circle, the scent of the Gomangani came to his nostrils, mixed with the acrid odour of wood smoke. The ape-man moved quickly in the direction from which the scent was borne down to him upon the gentle night wind. Presently the ruddy sheen of a great fire filtered through the foliage to him ahead, and when Tarzan came to a halt in the trees near it, he saw a party of half a dozen black warriors huddled close to the blaze. It was evidently a hunting party from the village of Mbonga the chief, caught out in the jungle after dark. In a rude circle about them they had constructed a thorn boma which, with the aid of the fire, they apparently hoped would discourage the advances of the larger carnivora. That hope was not conviction was evidenced by the very palpable terror in which they crouched, wide-eyed and trembling, for already...